Frank, tell us about some of the ships you've discovered.
Well, there's nothing quite like finding your first old ship. It was 300 years old. It was just lying at the bottom of the sea, so it wasn't difficult to find. Most are covered in sand and rocks, but this one wasn't. I'm actually a teacher, not a full-time diver. I dive in my free time, but I often get to them before the professional divers because I have good, up-to-date equipment. Another thing that helps is talking to fishermen who tell me about their local area. I've even written a book about some of their experiences. At the moment, I'm looking for the gold from a ship called the Seabird. It was an enormous, well-built ship, and it was coming from Australia on a winter night in 1859. Everything was going fine until the ship reached the English coast, when it crashed into some rocks in a very strong wind and sank to the bottom of the sea. It was carrying gold from Australia, and most of it is still at the bottom of the sea. My wedding ring is actually made from gold, which I found on an 18th century sailing ship. A friend of mine, another diver, has already found £88,000 worth of gold from different ships. He's now decided to give up his job and become a full-time diver. My house is full of things like coins, bottles, and old guns. My wife is always complaining about the number of objects around the house. She says I should open an antiques shop. But I love all these old things. Anyway, in the end, I gave some things from my collection to museums because I didn't want to sell them. But my wife still wasn't very pleased, I'm afraid. As diving is a dangerous hobby, it's not a good idea to try to teach yourself. I'd advise anyone interested to do what I did. There are some excellent diving clubs, like the one I joined, which run courses for beginners. It's best to do one of these before you go on a diving holiday.
Now listen again.
Frank, tell us about some of the ships you've discovered.
Well, there's nothing quite like finding your first old ship. It was 300 years old. It was just lying at the bottom of the sea, so it wasn't difficult to find. Most are covered in sand and rocks, but this one wasn't. I'm actually a teacher, not a full-time diver. I dive in my free time, but I often get to them before the professional divers because I have good, up-to-date equipment. Another thing that helps is talking to fishermen who tell me about their local area. I've even written a book about some of their experiences. At the moment, I'm looking for the gold from a ship called the Seabird. It was an enormous, well-built ship, and it was coming from Australia on a winter night in 1859. Everything was going fine until the ship reached the English coast, when it crashed into some rocks in a very strong wind and sank to the bottom of the sea. It was carrying gold from Australia, and most of it is still at the bottom of the sea. My wedding ring is actually made from gold, which I found on an 18th century sailing ship. A friend of mine, another diver, has already found £88,000 worth of gold from different ships. He's now decided to give up his job and become a full-time diver. My house is full of things like coins, bottles, and old guns. My wife is always complaining about the number of objects around the house. She says I should open an antiques shop. But I love all these old things. Anyway, in the end, I gave some things from my collection to museums because I didn't want to sell them. But my wife still wasn't very pleased, I'm afraid. As diving is a dangerous hobby, it's not a good idea to try to teach yourself. I'd advise anyone interested to do what I did. There are some excellent diving clubs, like the one I joined, which run courses for beginners. It's best to do one of these before you go on a diving holiday.